Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. Jennifer LeClaire here. You can see in the spirit. I want to invite you to take the Seer Activation Challenge, 30 days to clearer spiritual sight. I'm going to be on board doing Seer Activations with you, guiding you through biblical entryways and much, much more. You can opt to take the Seer Activation Challenge at tinyurl.com/seeractivation. tinyurl.com/seeractivation. You can also opt to get these three books, Seer Dimensions. You can get Power Seers. This just came out. Keys to Upgrading Your Prophetic Vision. And you can get Seer Activations with 101 Seer Activations and a whole lot more teaching. I want to challenge you to see what you've never seen before. God wants you to be able to see in the Spirit. Open your eyes to the Seer Dimensions in Jesus' name.
Oh, wow. We've got a very, very special program for you today because we're going to talk about the feasts of the Lord. And in the Bible, you'll read all about them and they're prophetic feasts. They actually reveal the heart of God and reveal things about you. And we have a rabbi here to explain it all. In fact, our special guest today is Rabbi Kurt Landry. We're so excited to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And you're with House of David Ministries and you're the acting CEO also of My Olive Tree, which we'll do in another program. We'll focus on that whole project. It's amazing. But it's an honor to have you with us on the program today. And we want to talk about the biblical feasts. We want to talk about what they mean to the Lord, to us, and how we can implement the blessing of that within our life and watch the glory of the Lord fill the earth as a result of that. But I know that our viewers would love to hear, how did you come to know the Lord?
Well, I guess I'm a Baptist because I got saved in the bathtub. My wife and daughter had, we were in Seattle, my wife and daughter had decided to go back and visit in Oklahoma for their once a year visit. My wife had been saved for 3 years. The Lord told her, do not preach to him. That's a word for somebody. Yeah. Just love him.
Yeah,
and
really.
So I felt like Jesus stole my wife, but I got a better wife. But
wow.
She was praying, and it was my time. And we had moved into a new house, and I'd had a very successful business event. And so I literally went and stopped and bought a bottle of Cristal champagne, and it was in the new house. And I was going to get in the big tub there and put on the music and basically celebrate myself for
oh,
my accomplishment.
Goodness.
And ironically, I never got a chance to sip the champagne. The Lord showed up
wow.
in the tub. And I wasn't seeking him. It just, this presence of God came. And to an unsaved person, what it felt like, Patricia, it was almost like an anxiety attack. I mean, I felt anxious. And then as my heart was pounding in the water, I knew somebody was behind me, but I was afraid to turn around.
Oh my gosh.
And I was spiritual at this time with the wrong spirits, because I was raised in the 60s in Los Angeles. So,
sure.
But when this happened, all of a sudden, like a monitor, a vision opened up, and all the things that, even things I forgot from when I was younger, things all of us do as kids that we're ashamed of, started to show up on the screen.
Wow.
And what came out of my mouth, now realize I am not a religious person. I wasn't raised in a religious home. And the words that came out of my mouth was, I didn't mean to hurt you, because I was feeling the heartbreak of who was standing behind me. So it was true conviction, not condemnation. I wasn't apologizing, but there was a real connection. And this went on for, I think, probably a couple of hours, because the water got cold and I was wrinkled. And when I got out, my voice was hoarse from a real travail that took place. And I called my wife on the phone and she said, "My gosh, what happened to you?" And I said, I think I've had a nervous breakdown. And she said, "No, you didn't have a nervous breakdown." She says, "You got saved." And I said, "Saved from what?" And she had to literally walk me through.
So she actually shared the gospel with you.
Yes.
So you could understand what happened to you.
Yes.
So you experienced the gospel before you heard the gospel.
Yes.
Wow.
And I immediately started operating in gifts of words of knowledge. Prophecy. I actually initially thought I was became schizophrenic because I was hearing a voice.
Wow.
And I would say stuff to people and it would happen. I'll give you one example. I took my daughter to the park, and this couple was having an argument. She was pregnant. The husband told her to get out of the car. She was crying. She came out on a little dock there. We were feeding the ducks. And the Lord said, "You and your husband just had a fight, and it's because you didn't make the insurance payment, and the payment on the insurance was $200.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah, it was $204. And my office, it was just around the corner from this park, and I said, "I'm going to take you over there, and I'm going to have my office write a check." And so it was that level of words. And then I had a man healed from an inoperable cancerous brain tumor. Things, you know, that were the Lord, the gifts I operate in now, 25 years plus later, it all happened. It was all operating, which really alienated me. I thought, you know, all the Christians would celebrate this, and it was they were afraid of it.
Wow. Yeah. The supernatural will either intrigue people and invite them into closer walk with the Lord, or they can react to it because it's the unknown and they run away from it and run away from the spirituality of God, because we can have an intellectual understanding of God, but He is a spirit. The Bible says He is a spirit, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And it's very important for every Christian to be familiar with the supernatural, the truth about the supernatural. Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved then in the feasts?
My wife chose a church. She was I was afraid of all types of organized religion. So we went to a small four square church in Redmond, Washington. And one of the people that was in the church was at that time famous Messianic Jewish believer. And that was the first project we worked on, was actually getting 747s from Boeing Field, sending them to Moscow, bringing Jewish people back to the land of Israel.
Yes, I remember that project.
Yeah. That's where we cut our teeth.
Wow.
So when we read Isaiah 60, and it said, "And they'll return like doves to their roost," this prophet stood up and said, "I believe these are airplanes." And so I was 3 months saved. And
this is so fun, because we must have been saved around the same time, because I remember that project. And I remember sowing into it as a young believer and being so excited about being able to bring God's people back to their homeland. And it was exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I shared that with you is because what happened to us is we read it in Isaiah 60 and it happened. And so then when we read that there was healing in the New Testament And we assumed, I was like in a 5-year bubble when I actually thought everybody loved the Lord, was filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, and loved Jewish people in Israel.
Right.
And then that bubble busted, but I found out later. But that's how we got into the feasts, because the feasts were in the Bible. And so when we started our own congregation, House of David, that's about 18 years ago, the Lord said, I want you to model the one new man. So my associate pastor, Pastor Tim Osball, who is part of our feast in this series that we're offering.
Yeah, let's just talk about this for a moment, too, because this is exciting. You have available on CD and DVD, and they can go on your website to get these. In fact, we're putting your website right up on the screen for them. But this was a particularly very powerful event, and all the sessions of it are here and on the DVD. They can almost be right inside of the feast. Right?
Yes, I would get the DVD because the visuals in this were absolutely phenomenal.
Wow.
But what happened is the Lord started warning us in 57, 78, that's the biblical year in 2017. And at Passover, he said, I'm really going to shift the nation. And of course, we had an election, and so we have a new administration. But we also had an eclipse. I think it was August the 4th.
Right.
And so I asked the Lord, I said, you know, if you're going to do these eclipses and it's right before the feast, what do these mean? And he said, I'm going to have this eclipse pass over seven Salems, seven cities named Salem, which, of course, is comes from the word shalom. And Salem, Oregon, also was actually named after the biblical Salem, which is where Melchizedek was from. So he said, I'm going to go over seven Salems. And I said, okay, Lord, what does this mean? And he said, I am awakening the church to my time clock, and I am going to awaken my church to have more honor and respect for God's house. And so this comes, and shortly after that, we have Hurricane Harvey, and it came in Houston, and where it hit was Corpus Christi, which in Latin means body of Christ. So this was an awakening, this eclipse, to the body of Christ, to getting God's house into God's timing.
Yeah.
And so we had all this happening. So then we get to the Fall Feast, which they have in these programs here. When Rosh Hashanah came, and that's Feast of Trumpets in Hebrew, it's Rosh Hashanah. It is an awakening blast. And so what it is, it would be like the upper room. It's a time when, and you know, you don't have to keep the feast to be saved, but there's a blessing.
Right.
So every House of David, we've been doing this 18 years. At Rosh Hashanah, we bring out two silver trumpets according to Numbers 10. And what it is, it's a call and it's an assembly of the people of God. And then what happens is we exchange breath. There's the ruach. There's a breath. So let everything that has breath.
Praise the Lord.
So the breath was being released into the house for a new season of time and an awakening to our condition.
Wow.
So there was really a spirit of, in Hebrew, it's teshuva. It's a return. It's repentance. Repentance is the, and judgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God.
Right.
So just as we prepared to be on these cameras, we fix our hair and our makeup, the awakening blast is saying, we have tabernacles coming up, and I'm going to redo my marriage covenant with you. And so I want to get you ready before you come under that chuppah, before we grab hands, before we speak words that are going to change your life forever. I want to clean you up. So we awaken at trumpets. We are cleansed at Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, because there's nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Everything in the courts of heaven is empowered by the blood of Jesus. And so there's a cleansing that takes place, and then there's a time of rest, and then you have this 7-day feast of renewing your wedding covenant. So what happens is anytime there's a shift, there not only has to be a shift in the spirit, but there has to be a shift in the carnal mind. Your emotional intelligence, your soul, your mind, will, and emotions They need to go to another level. Mm-hmm. They need to line up with your spirit man. And the feast is a place where, you know, in Psalms 23, we love to read it at funerals, but when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But then at the end it says, and I'll prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies and anoint your head with oil. That's Exodus 15. That is the Passover. Mm-hmm. And that anointing of the head is, this temple's going to be renamed. This is a new beginning.
Yeah, wow.
And because your mind, as you know, your mind, it says to be carnally minded is to be at enmity with God. But God wants your mind to be sanctified. He wants your mind to be blessed so that you can actually receive the prophetic words. It's nice, you know, we run in prophetic streams and it's nice to get a word, but it's better to get a manifestation.
Right. And to be able to move into that word. I just want to touch on something just before we take a break, and that's that, you know, a lot of people think, well, those are Jewish feasts. The Jews can look after the feasts. It's Old Testament, so we don't have to do it today. I love the way that you covered that we don't need them for salvation, and we don't need to observe the feast to be loved by God more, but it's like there is this invitation from God. These are biblical feasts. These are the feasts of the Lord. It's not just for the Jewish people. This is for the people of God. And there's this invitation to banquet. And I just want to let you know personally, I didn't understand a lot of this for many years. And I had people telling me, oh, you got to study this, do that, you know, and they would bring up all these, you know, different things of Jewish roots and that. I didn't fully understand it. You need revelation. I believe a revelation is being imparted to you, even in this program. But I remember distinctly one particular year, it was a number of years ago now, the Lord spoke to me and he said, and we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah at this particular time. He said, I want you to study this feast. I want you to study the feast. I want you to study this season because I am going to mark this as a special time in your life and ministry. Mm-hmm. Every year since that time, every single year, the Lord gives me downloads, prophetic clarity for the year coming up. And every single time that I prepare my heart for just clear my heart before the Lord and embrace the word for that new season, it just unfolds in that coming year without fail. So when we come back after this break, we're going to talk more about how these biblical feasts affect you and how you can open up your heart to receive message from the Lord, empowerment and blessing and increased favor from the Lord simply by aligning with his purposes that are displayed and laid out for you in these feasts. It's very, very powerful and extremely spiritual and supernatural. We'll be right back. This is one of my most favorite books right now, God's Law of Attraction. It is an amazing discovery when we understand that God creates the laws for our benefit and we get to search them out. It says in 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you would prosper in every respect and be in health as your soul prospers. So God's law of attraction is about soul's prosperity. Whatever you think, whatever you imagine, whatever you feel, whatever you choose, whatever you speak is going to have effect on your life. You've heard of it said in Job, that which I feared came upon me. You see, he attracted what he feared because he was operating in God's law of attraction. But you know, when you align your soul with the promises of God, guess what you're going to attract? You're going to attract those promises. You'll want to get God's law of attraction. It'll transform your life. I have personally enjoyed and benefited from observing feasts, and they're biblical feasts. They're the feasts of the Lord. They're for every believer. It's an invitation from God himself to you to come and be with him in these times and receive impartation and blessing. And Rabbi Kurt Landry, we have with us here today, and this is very exciting. And you're very seasoned in this because you've not only been observing these feasts and seeing the benefit of it, but you have studied it out biblically very carefully so that you know what to offer to the body. So feed us today and let us know some of these great benefits that the Lord is offering us by observing feasts.
I think one of the things that people will realize if they take time to, with some introspection, look back over their life, their spiritual life has taken leaps And it has times of where it's quiet and times when there's acceleration according to the feast. I was saved in the bathtub on the Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. I was saved on that. It happened to be a Shabbat.
Wow.
But here's the thing. If you start at Passover, okay, every year you should have a plan to exit your Egypt.
That is so good.
What are you enslaved to?
Right.
All of us get, I mean, we, you know, this is a biblical law.
What is oppressing you? What is enslaving you? What is heavy on you? What are you not free in? If you can identify that, then you can come free. And that's really good.
And it's a wonderful time because you have four cups on the table. And it's basically, I call it communion on steroids. Because it's
right.
It really, when Jesus instituted communion for the Christians, it was at Passover. And so when you understand those four cups and that, you know, there, first of all, there's a cleansing, then there's a healing, and then there's a praise, and then there's these four cups of acceleration, the cup of Elijah, all these cups, it comes with nine blessings, and you actually make those proclamations and decrees. And I don't have time here, but to go through all nine, but basically all the things you're concerned about, relationships, your relationship with God, your empowerment, your protection, your provision, all these things are actually guaranteed, according to the Word of God in Exodus, to those who slide their feet up under the table.
Right.
And so then after that, you have unleavened bread, because why do you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread? If you're cleansed by the blood, anything that's leavened in your house gets removed. And so then you count down, you got 50 days of meditation, and then the fire comes.
Right.
It's Pentecost.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's Shavuot. So the fire comes. So God's doing this. Every year you should be on a journey of cleansing yourself and preparing yourself for promotion, getting the leaven out, 50 days to say, Lord, what is it you would have me do this year? And then here comes the fire.
Sure.
Where the fire burns right. in us with power. And then there's a testing time. You have the ninth of Av in the summer. And and basically, you know, you have to have a test to have a testimony.
Right, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, so that
you
follows.
You have to have a mess to have a message.
That's right. Because your mess is your message.
Yeah.
Because no one knows how to get out of a mess like the one who created it.
I just want to just put this on the table right now, too. It's interesting because when we study the feast in the Old Testament, we're looking forward to what Jesus accomplished. And so we're seeing all these things that he accomplished, like even removing the leaven and everything that he did for us, right? And in the Old Testament, they had to go through all the regimes of everything that they had to do to be cleansed in that. But in the New Testament, it's like we're celebrating what's already been given. So as we celebrate the feast today, it is even beyond special because we are celebrating a God who has already fulfilled the requirements. So we see ourselves already fulfilled and celebrating what he's already finished. So we're not asking him for something that's already been done.
Right.
We are celebrating what we're living in now. And it just enhances and accelerates everything when you gaze upon that and take time to feast on that goodness.
Yes. You know, in Isaiah, I don't know exactly where it is in the scripture, but it's a spiritual warfare principle. And the Lord says, put me into remembrance of my word. Let us contend together. You know, God doesn't have a bad memory. He's wanting you to come into the courts of heaven, verbally speak it out, to let the enemy know, I know my rights, I know who I am, and my identity is in these words, not in my condition. I'm not denying the condition, but I'm saying I'm moving from this condition into this position. I am
right.
coming in alignment with truth. And so for us as believers, we know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And he actually was hung on a cross on while they were roasting lambs for the Passover.
Yeah.
He was hanging on the cross himself.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? All the parallels.
Yes. And he'll return at the Feast of Trumpets. And, you know, when that shofar goes off, his feet will land in the Mount of Olives.
Wow.
Everything in the Bible has followed the feast. And that's why I think the Lord has raised up our ministry now for, you know, 18 years. You know, we have people that come from It's
all
shocking.
All over the world.
Yeah, we have from Taiwan and Singapore and Europe.
It's just like in the Bible. They had to come from everywhere to partake of the feast.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing in your ministry. They're coming from all over the world to partake of the feast. And it's so anointed that they keep coming back year after year after year.
We have people from Mongolia with their regalia.
Oh, my gosh.
We have First Nations come.
So beautiful.
It is. And you'll see in this... In this, you'll see all the different people. And, you know, at the table of the Lord, it's really powerful. Last Passover, sitting to my right is a former terrorist and was mentored by Yasser Arafat of the PLO.
Wow.
Killed his first Jew at 13.
Whoa.
And radically became born again and spirit-filled. So I've got a Lebanese Arab former terrorist sitting to the right of me and a First Nations chief sitting, and all of that only can happen at the table of the Lord.
It can only happen through Jesus. I love it. I just am getting a word of knowledge for someone right now. There's someone watching the program, and you've been very much in intercession about the whole thing of terrorism and terrorists, and you've been in travail and a lot of warfare. In fact, you've actually been in some principality warfare. So you'll know who you are by how specific this word is. But the Lord wants you to know that there is nothing too big for God as far as what the blood can deliver a person from. And there is no sinner too vile. There is no action too vile that cannot be cleansed through that powerful blood. And I feel like the Lord specifically saying, focus on the blood of Jesus right now and its power, because it's going to give you a release of faith in this next while. You've been fasting, you've been praying, you've been travailing, but as soon as you start celebrating and praising God for the blood, the burden is going to lift. It's going to take on just a different element so that you'll come from a greater level of faith as you're interceding. Now, Rabbi, we have 1 minute left. And so what would you want to say to our audience today as far as the draw of the Lord to their heart through the feast? What would you want to leave them with today?
Okay. What I would say to you is this. You are the seed of Abraham by faith. You have been grafted into Israel. And if you will start to embrace the table of the Lord, your perception and your relationship with God is going to go into a deeper level. And that's what this is all about. We're not coming to the feast to get. We're coming to the feast out of honor. And honor is the currency of heaven. And as you honor God, God honors you. So I would encourage you. I pray that that the Kairos in your heart line up with the Kairos in heaven. And that which pours from above would connect with that which bubbles within you. And in these times of these Moeds, know that you are being honored because Yeshua is calling you to his table.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for joining us. And I want to just encourage you to go on Kurt Landry's site, the URL is right there for you, and get these meetings and feast. You can have your own feast in your own living room and just get filled, because there's so much blessing on this set. And also, if you have never partaken of a feast, why don't you go on Kurt's site and find out how you can go to the next feast celebration. And just even go there in person, or you can watch on the web, but there's nothing like being there in person and get familiar with the blessing of the Lord during these feasts. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us today. And remember above all that it's about his love. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go and share that love with someone this week.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.